man.
There you go. Brand new Chase Matthew. It's called Darlene. 6'11". If you're curious how he wrote the song, well, Chase was touring in Montana. And he had 3 days downtime. And so him and his buddy on the tour bus set up a little mini studio. And they wrote that song right there for you. So if you're curious about
it. I had no idea.
Yeah, I was going to throw that out there if you had no idea who Chase Matthew is. He's 27 years old. He's a songwriter. And, of course, this is his first big song.
I like the song a lot.
But he was in Montana right next door to us out there touring and said, I think I'll just write a song. And I just wrote a song just like that. So, good for Chase Matthew. All right, get the day started. You got Rick, you got Patty. Good morning to you.
And some fog.
Oh, yeah, early morning fog coming through 395 just like pea soup. You came over to 240.
Yeah.
And
it was thick.
Yeah, it's thick out there.
Y'all need to be careful.
I was really proud of the people that I was traveling with because they were all doing great. They were all under the speed limit and nobody was speeding or anything. They knew the conditions. So, shout out to the drivers that were around me. You guys did pretty good. So, dense morning fog. This will blow off a little bit later on for you. Right now, though, it's 37 degrees as you get your day started. We're going to work on some Facebook fun, Patty. Other people's problems coming up, Nashville news. And yes, it is the return of Light Up Tri-Cities, thanks to our friends at Campbell & Company. Chance to win a $500 Visa gift card. You know what? Get those decorations up and then get the pics to us.
Yeah, there's no better time than right now.
Yeah, no better.
Let's get it going.
Let's get it going. All the details posted for you right now on the station mobile app.
We love to hear from you, and it's easier than ever to reach out. Just open up the Cord mobile app and send us an app chat message. Or you can contact us the old-fashioned way at 509-547-KORD. Number one for new country, 1027 KORD.
We're going to belly up to the bar. There you go. Post Malone, Blake Shelton, pour me a drink. Number one for new country, 1027 KORD. Rick and Patty with you. Good morning. 37 degrees. Cloudy skies on your morning commute. Yes, heavy early morning fog. Be aware of that. Please drive careful. You never know what's going to go bump into the night.
Right.
You know, 622 for you right now, Tri-Cities. All right, Facebook fun to get the day started. Here you go. As we get closer and closer to the holidays, you got to throw this one out here. And I think we've had this conversation about Jeff before. Cranberry sauce. Is it homemade or is it canned?
I do prefer homemade, but I've never made it.
Okay. You prefer homemade?
I do.
Yeah, you prefer it.
Yeah, I don't like that stuff out of a can. My mom loved it.
Didn't you say Jeff loves it too out of the can?
I don't know. Maybe
I was thinking of somebody else, but yeah, I have a friend who's like, that's the only way they'll eat cranberry.
Yeah, no, from me.
Okay, not from you. All right. I just thought,
it's not like when we have Thanksgiving either. It's not mandatory at our table.
Right. Yeah. Cranberry. It's funny.
But I do like it.
It's a hit and miss at our table too. Not to say that we don't have it. For me, you know what? I'm gonna be a 13-year-old boy. I'll take the canned all day long.
My mama always had it out of a can and she just sliced it up, you know.
Sliced it up. Like, there you go, rather than making it there. So,
but if you've ever had it fresh,
I hear it's good.
It's delightful. It's really delicious. It's refreshing.
It's really good. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So there you go. So cranberry sauce, as we get ready for the holidays, homemade or canned. Let's see what you guys think. That'll be the Facebook fun. Rick and Patty, 1027 KORD.
The Cord Morning Show with Rick and Patty. Back with more next on number one for New Country, 1027 KORD.
For New Country, it's 1027 KORD, 38 degrees, cloudy skies, early morning fog. Be careful driving this morning. It is thick like pea soup. It'll blow out here very soon, though. All right. What's going on in Nashville news, Patty?
Well, Jason Aldean fans, get ready. He's got a new album on the way. It's called Songs About Us, and Jason has already given fans a preview of a release of three new songs, Help You Remember, Hard to Love You, and Loving Me Too Long. He says it means the world when his songs help a person through a hard time or celebrate their best moments, adding that this album is all about all of that, the highs, the lows, and everything in between. The 20-track Songs About Us is dropping on April 24th. Meanwhile, Vince Gill, set to be honored at the 2025 CMA Awards this month, according to a press release. I saw this yesterday. He's going to be receiving the Willie Nelson Lifetime Achievement Award. That trophy is given to an artist who has attained the highest degree of recognition in country music. Vince Gill is going to be accepting the award during the ceremony. The CMA Awards are going down on November 19th, 8, 7 Central on ABC. And it looks like Darius Rucker is engaged. He recently proposed to his longtime girlfriend, Emily.
I did. Emily and I, we've been together for a couple of years, and she's an amazing human being.
Mm-hmm. And, there's the picture.
It was a great day. Myrtle Beach, that's in Myrtle Beach right there, Pauly's Island. But yeah, we've been together for a long time.
How are the wedding plans going?
We don't really have any plans. We're not going to plan. We're just going to get married. Have a big party somewhere.
Going to go to the courthouse.
You guys will be invited to the party.
All right, there you go. Absolutely.
Like party,
it. It's so fun.
There's nothing wrong with that. I got married in Vegas.
Yeah.
We just had a big old party in Vegas. So congratulations to Darius Rucker and longtime girlfriend Emily. Those are your trending headlines.
You're listening to Rick and Patty in the Morning on number one for New Country, 102.7 KORD.
It's 102.7 KORD at 6:51. You got Rick, you got Patty. Thanks for keeping the cord plugged in. Right now for you, about 37 degrees. If you look outside, that's pea soup out there.
It is.
Just be aware of that.
Be careful driving.
Yeah, you said you saw one of the DOT guys out there with his one guy, his one truck, and his
They're still working on George Washington Way. And, yeah, so on 240, like right in front of Winco there, right as you're, exiting to get onto George Washington Way into Richland. Yeah, the guy was out there putting cones down.
All by himself.
All
by his lonesome, too.
Yeah, so, I didn't see any help. Where's your coworkers?
So drive careful. You never know what's going to be sitting out there in the road. And just be aware of that. On the way, another edition of Other People's Problems. Got that coming up in just about 10 minutes. Also very excited that we're welcoming back Light Up Tri-Cities, thanks to Campbell & Company.
Isn't that amazing?
It is.
I love it. Tradition.
People are getting out the decorations. I know they're going to be tangled. They're going to be gnarled. Unless you are one of those people that's OCD and has it all perfectly put away. Me, I just...
You just put them all in a box or in a bag or something.
Yeah, but then you got to sit there and unstring
it. That's the worst part.
But I know the people competing in this are going to be excellent and already have it all. Oh, no, I've already got it color-coded. I got my Santa good to go. I got my reindeer. I got my elves. I got it all.
Man, you sound like those engineers trying to get our new studios ready.
I was going to say, exactly. So
they've got it down.
So if you want to actually get paid for decorating your house, you can do it. $500 up for grabs, thanks to Campbell & Company and Light Up Tri-Cities.
Isn't that amazing? I love it.
It is. So get going.
It's tradition.
Get the pics into us right there on the station mobile app. And good luck from 102.7 KORD.
We love to hear from you. And it's easier than ever to reach out. Just open up the Cord mobile app and send us an app chat message. Or you can contact us the old-fashioned way at 509-547-KORD. Number one for New Country, 102.7 KORD.
Country, it's 102.7 KORD at 7:11. You got Rick, you got Patty. 37 degrees right now, partly sunny and pea soup fog out there for you. Just drive careful. Light Up Tri-Cities is back. Get those decorations out. A chance at $500 thanks to our friends at Campbell & Company. So get those strings out and get your place decorated. Businesses, you guys can participate too as well.
Absolutely.
So go ahead and decorate the place. Send us in the pics right there on the station mobile app. All right, time for another edition of Other People's Problems. This morning brought to you by Cliff Septic, number one in the number two business. What is going on with Robin this morning?
Rick and Patty, my husband serves in the military and has been gone for quite a while. He's coming home this weekend and will soon be discharged. He has an outstanding military career. It's a bittersweet homecoming because one of his best friends flirted with me at a birthday party 3 weeks ago. I can't believe he would do that to my husband. Needless to say, I turned down his offer, but I'm excited to see my husband this weekend, but also nervous. I don't know if I should tell him what his friend did. What would you do if you were me? Does it matter that his friend was drunk?
Oh, jeez.
Robin and Kennewick.
Oh, man. Tough situation. Well, glad your husband's coming back, and thank you for your service and all that. So I have, I don't know about you, Patty, I've been hit on in the past, right? Now, after I said no, it never happened again. So I didn't go tell anybody like, hey, so-and-so hit on me, hey, they took the shot. I said no. And again, the guy's drunk. So, yeah. So it's one of those things where I don't know. I let bygone. If this guy's not always hitting on you. Now, if this guy was always hitting on you, I'd be like, hey, hubby, take care of your friend.
I wouldn't say anything.
That's kind of where I'm at.
Keep it close and not say anything. If it comes up. Who knows what the guy's going to say?
I think the guy is going to be embarrassed about the situation.
If he's smart, he won't say anything either and just move on.
Many, 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 many years ago at a company Christmas party, I got hit on by the HR director. And the general manager came to me the next day and goes, hey, do you want to file a complaint? Because everybody saw it. Everybody saw it. She was vocal and she was vocal as could be. It was not a secret. Ooh. Not a secret. She was... The HR director was drunk, like literally drunk, and hit blatantly hit on me right in front of everybody.
She must have been. She was.
And so I got the call the next day from my boss going, hey, do you? And I said, no. I said, I told her, no. I said, not going down like this. Sorry. And just to clarify, we were both single at the time. So I don't do that. When you're drunk, it's like, I don't do that with people. I'm sorry. It's like, nope, not going to happen. You know, because you want them in the right. If you are going to date somebody or go out with somebody, you want them in their right mind.
A lot of times, though, that's how people meet.
I don't want sloppy seconds. I mean, it's like, I'm just saying. I just never could do that. Even when I was a teenager, even when I was a young adult, it's like,
when you're a teen.
When you were younger, I mean, I've had people that were drunk, you know, women that were drunk hit on me. And I'm like, nope. Because in the morning you're going to wake up and go, what the heck did I do? what am I next to? What is this? Where did this come from? Yeah. So I've never done that in terms of my life. I just won't do it because I just feel like it's
now
gotta,
you're pulling up. Like I think of The Hangover, the movie.
I'm a big fan of two consenting adults. You know what I'm saying? And I feel like if you're inebriated,
you're not making the right decisions.
You're not making
all
the right
time.
Decisions. Now, if she wanted to go on a date after she's sobered up, then I probably might have said, I don't know, I might have said yes, but not during that time. So I think if the guy is not hitting on you, if this was a one-time event, he was drunk.
And why bring it up? Yeah. I mean,
no, you're, just... Well, you turned him down, so you're like, nope, not interested. Right. There you go. That's it. No means no. And now if this continues, then I'd be like, hey, hubby, step in and take care of this situation. So, Robin, we'll do our best to solve it for you. 547-KORD, app chat is what you do in the situation. We want to know. It's other people's problems. And you got Rick and Patty.
The Cord Morning Show with Rick and Patty. Back with more next on number one for New Country, 102.7 KORD.
24, number one for New Country. It's 102.7 KORD. Got Rick, you got Patty. Thanks for keeping the cord plugged in this morning. Hey, shout out to our veterans. Thank you so much. We appreciate your service. And we got a little special deal for you. If you're heading over to Ranching Home today, 20% off for veterans today. So 20% off Ranching Home veterans, they'll take care of you. So there you
go. That is awesome.
Yeah, absolutely. My dad served in the Navy. So my dad learned how to do, my dad was a transmission mechanic. And that's where he learned his trade, was in the Navy. And my dad also, it was so funny, from his days in the Navy, he had a hula girl. That was down his arm.
She could dance, couldn't she?
I don't know about that.
Couldn't he move the muscle and make her dance?
No, because she was on his forearm. She wasn't on a bicep. She was on the forearm. But I do remember she was topless. That's what I remember it being a little kid and my dad and he had the hula girl. And anyway, it was from his time in the Navy. He served in the Navy. So again, a shout out again to all of our veterans. Thank you guys so much.
My father was in the Army.
Oh my gosh,
he was in the Korean War.
Yeah. So one thing is great. When I tried out of high school, I tried to get into one of the armed services, and at the time I had a heart murmur, so I was kind of sort of disqualified.
I get you.
But I definitely took the test. And
bless your heart.
And I always tell a lot of people that if you're looking to get your college paid for or anything like that, the GI Bill is a great way.
My brother-in-law retired.
Yeah. There's so many great benefits
absolutely
for serving your country. My buddy Randy, he was in, what was he in? He was in one of the armed services. He used it to buy his first down payment on his. Mm-hmm. He says he's bought all of his homes zero down, you know, because of being a veteran and all these different things.
Yep.
So today, as you're heading out, 20% off Veterans Ranching Home. They've got it for you. And again, a shout out to all of our veterans. Thank you guys for all that you do. You know, if you want to salute active or retired military, you can do it 547-KORD. We'll take some calls here. And today's Veterans Day.
I like that. This is your moment.
This is your moment. So if you want to salute your loved one, we will take the calls and love to play it back for you. And that's coming up in just a little bit. 102.7-KORD.
You're listening to Rick and Patty in the Morning on number one for New Country. 102.7-KORD.
One for New Country. 102.7-KORD. Morgan announced a bunch of concert dates. And guess what? We're not on it yet.
Not yet,
but I'm sure it's going to happen. A lot of great artists are on it, the tour too. Like Brooks and Dunn is on this tour again, and a bunch of other great artists with Morgan Wallen. Someone was talking about the price of tickets have just gone They're just astronomical for the price of a concert
ticket. I looked up Rush tickets only because I've never seen Rush, and I thought, well, okay, well, you know, my husband's a fan. I'll see. Even the cheap seats were $350.
Yeah. But isn't that crazy?
Well, what happened to $70? I mean, I can do that. What's going on?
Times have changed. And interesting, I just saw that Journey announced their farewell tour. And it was funny how many people in the comments were like, at $225, a starting ticket for to say goodbye, you can keep your money. So you got to really want to see somebody these days to really fork out the money, especially for a good seat.
Yes. And,
To me, I don't think there's anybody. I mean, I've seen a lot of, you and I both have seen a lot of great concerts in our time. So to me, I'll be in the nosebleed if that gives me the best.
I know, but I can't even afford the nosebleeds.
I know, $207 for a nosebleed.
I couldn't do it. Yeah. I know, and then, you know, when you throw in a hotel night stay, and that's several hundred dollars too.
Gets a little crazy.
Even at a Motel 6. What the heck?
That is why you're going to want to win all of our great flyaways. So we have not announced Lainey Wilson yet. We will announce that soon. Coming up on Monday, Luke Combs in Vegas.
Can you believe that?
Our next flyaway. So instead of forking out the cash yourself, thanks to Legends Casino, let us do the travel arrangements.
Right.
Hotel accommodations, airfare, $500 spending cash. We're going to take care of you. It all starts Monday with Luke Combs. Don't worry, we'll pay the bill. It's 1027 KORD.
We love to hear from you, and it's easier than ever to reach out. Just open up the Cord mobile app and send us an app chat message, or you can contact us the old-fashioned way at 509-547-KORD. Number one for new country, 1027 KORD.
Wilson, somewhere over Laredo, number one for new country. It's 1027 KORD. Got Rick, you got Patty. Low visibility right now. Yep, it's pea soup. I did get a guy calling in from Findlay. Shout out to Findlay. They said it's a little clearer over near Findlay, but where we're sitting here on A Street in Pasco, it's pretty thick out there. So.
Well, I'm making my way to Walker's.
That's right.
This afternoon.
You're gonna be out there
Veterans
live.
Day sale. Well, yeah. Veterans, it was all weekend and it continues today.
Yeah, great deals, great values. And speaking of a great deal, Veterans Day for you right there at Ranching Home as well.
I've heard some
20%
things.
Off. Veterans, a great way to celebrate Veterans Day. And in the studio, of course, we're celebrating Veterans Day as well and asking you to call in and salute the active and retired military personnel in your life. Been taking your calls, 547-KORD. Who are we saluting?
My brother. I want to salute my brother.
Okay.
He's in the Navy, and he had two tours with the Navy, and now he works for the Department of Defense.
Oh, cool.
I just want to say I love him so much, and I'm just so proud of him. And just hang in there, brother. And thank you for everything that you do for us. And I just love you so much, and I miss you.
Oh, my gosh, I love you. That's
Thanks for your service.
That's so wonderful. Yes. I love that. So 547-KORD, saluting our troops today, saluting our military. Who are we saluting?
I have a brother-in-law who just passed away earlier this year, who was a Air Force fighter pilot. He rescued two other people out of a burning plane.
Oh, wow.
And he died with the war heroes. Welcome to Arlington Cemetery, where we were all at. I miss him dearly, but I thank him every day for his service.
Well, thank you absolutely for the call this morning. And again, to our veterans, our active and retired military, this is your day, guys. This is your days, and we salute you and we love you and we appreciate your service. More of your calls on the way. You got Rick and Patty.
The Cord Morning Show with Rick and Patty. Back with more next on number one for new country, 1027 KORD.
Number one for new country, 1027 KORD. Got Rick, you got Patty. Thanks for keeping the cord plugged in. Shout out to our veterans today on Veterans Day. And you can save 20% off right there at Ranchin' Home. Great deal, great value for you right there at Ranchin' Home on Clearwater, on Columbia Center Mall Boulevard right there. So 20% off for the vets. Love
that's
that.
That's a great deal.
Love that. Also, Light Up Tri-Cities is here thanks to Campbell and Company. It's going to be awesome getting ready to light up Tri-Cities. $500 cash up for grabs, right, Patty?
That's a lot of money. Yeah, we want to see your lights and make sure you upload them.
That's right. Your house, your lawn, your storefront, you could land you some holiday cash and get ready to play along right there with $500 up for grabs thanks to Campbell and Company. And it's Light Up Tri-Cities coming back to you. You know, if you got the KORD mobile app, there's a lot of great articles up there. I know yesterday you posted about another scam. scams are all over the place. And you got, what's this scam about?
There's a guy calling pretending he's Deputy Taylor, and he's not. First off, nobody from the Umatilla County Sheriff's Office is going to call you demanding payment. They're going to threaten you and say, oh, well, you're going to go to jail, or, you know, you got to pay this fine. Nobody from any law enforcement ever calls and demands payment for anything. You didn't miss jury duty.
Yeah.
And you're not going to jail. Do not fall for it.
I always love when they say, can you go get some gift cards? I don't, like, what?
That's the tell, and there's like, four telltale signs that you're being scammed.
And one of them is, go get, to pay the
don't
bill.
Don't ever
to pay the bill.
Don't
get
ever
gift cards.
Pay a fine with a gift card. That does not.
Makes no.
Nobody asks you to do that.
And then a crazy day yesterday for the Kennewick Police Department. Looks like we had a peeping Tom at the mall. And so luckily they got him. Thanks to a citizen who spotted it and able to report it. And the report has been filed and the guy's been arrested. And you can definitely check out more information. Yeah, I know. You never know what's going on in the dressing rooms right there. So they got him. But KPD posted about it. And we got that article for you right there on the station mobile app. Now, we gave you a bunch of stuff to read. You can do it on your treadmill while you're losing weight with our friends at Tri-Cities Weight Loss, because that's how you do it. You could be like, I'm reading the KORD app as I'm, you know, sitting there on the treadmill. The nice thing about Tri-Cities Weight Loss, you actually don't need the treadmill. There's actually no exercise.
You don't have to exercise at all.
No.
It's an eating plan, and you just follow it, and the weight magically melts off. It doesn't magically melt off. You do make some modifications, but you learn to live with it, and it's all good.
Yeah, I lost over 20 pounds in 6 weeks. Patty, after a couple months.
I'm at like 50-something.
Yeah, 50-some. So you follow the plan, and trust me, it's going to be awesome. And the nice thing is, like we said earlier, no exercise, no injections,
none of that stuff.
Just follow the food list. And how do they do it, Patty?
You can give Tri-Cities Weight Loss a call, 509-410-0670. If you want, you can check out the website before so, and that's tricitiesweightloss.com.
You're listening to Rick and Patty in the Morning on number one for New Country, 102.7 KORD.
8:22, number one for New Country. It's 102.7 KORD. Rick and Patty with you. Good morning. It says here sunny, but all I can see I can see pea soup. So we're in the studio, so we're kind of in a little box, but looking outside, all I see is pea soup.
I see fog.
That's right. 39 degrees for you, and I did have a call in from Finley who said, it's kind of clear. It's clear over near Finley. Okay, so let's tie this one off. Other people's problems this morning. Let's tie it off. And what's going on with Robin here?
So Robin says, my husband is in the military. He's been gone for a while, but he is coming home this weekend and will soon be discharged. He's got a great, outstanding military career. Kind of a bittersweet homecoming because one of his best friends flirted with me at a birthday party recently, like 3 weeks ago. And I can't believe he would do that to my husband. Needless to say, I turned down the offer. I am excited to see my husband this weekend, but I'm also kind of nervous. I don't know if I should tell him what his friend did. What would you do if you were me? Does it matter that his friend was drunk? Robin in Kennewick.
All right. A lot of people already chiming in on this particular situation. What's going on there?
Don't post a name at all. Very few long military guys could be retiring at this time. How many are married to it? And somebody says, it could be a fake name. But I like how they're, you know.
Names have been changed to protect the innocent.
Yeah.
Sunshine says, let it be. Your husband's coming home. That's the focus. That's what we were saying. It's like, if this is a one-time thing, just let it be.
I'm reading these comments, you know. Don't ruin his homecoming. Distance yourself from this not-so-called friend. You made the right decision.
Yeah. Ginger says, I have a question. Was the friend that did it, was he drunk? He was drunk. And you did the right thing. I really wish my ex would have done that. No alcohol was involved in that. Give it some time and then tell him. And that's from Ginger.
If you turned his friend down, then there should be nothing to be nervous about.
Barbie says, turned him down. Walk away. Try not to focus on that BS. Don't ruin your husband's homecoming. Pray for his friend is remorseful and let God handle it. But almost everybody's like saying that.
Just don't say anything. Just move on.
Yeah, I think this is definitely one of those move on situations. We both discussed this, that it was a move on situation because it's a one time event or one time situation.
Yeah, and you turn it down and nothing happened.
Nothing happened. You have nothing to be guilty of or any of that situation. And, you know, we've seen a lot of things happen at the company Christmas party. At least I have
in
my 30-some years of radio broadcasting. It was more the Wild West back in the day. But now you get hauled into the HR department. But before, the things that were said or done at a Christmas party.
Wouldn't you say that after the Me Too movement, after all this, you know, things that have happened, and it's about time.
Yeah, I think there's been
things are being called out.
I think there's a big shift in that particular situation. Mm-hmm. But even when I've been in those situations, situations and have been hit on by somebody who's drunk. I'm like, nope, not today. Sorry. You know, maybe when you're sober and we can discuss it later. And then they're always embarrassed later. Like, oh my gosh, I can't believe, you know, and I'm like, hey, you know, no sweat there. So Robin, we did our best to solve it for you. Hey, congrats. Your hubby's coming home. Just enjoy that.
Right.
More than anything else. Mm-hmm. And then if this guy hits on you when your husband's back, then I'd be like, get the shotgun. Hubby, get the rifle.
Rick, you are on fire today.
Get the rifle. So, all right, Robin, did our best to solve it for you. Other people's problems, 547-KORD. App chat is what you do in the situation. We want to know. You got Rick and Patty.
We love to hear from you. And it's easier than ever to reach out. Just open up the Cord mobile app and send us an app chat message. Or you can contact us the old-fashioned way at 509-547-KORD. Number one for New Country, 102.7 KORD.